Well, the Bendigo Family and Financial Services is a community-embedded organisation that, well, the aim's pretty simple, mitigate poverty, economic and social disadvantage. They support a lot of people, and we thought it was a good opportunity to catch up with them and see how things have been during the pandemic for them. Jenny Elvey joins us from them. Jenny, good morning to you.
Good morning to you both.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. So I guess first and foremost, let's look back a little bit and how big an increase in demand for support have you seen over the past several months?
Look, it's gone up and down. We're probably looking at about a 40% increase now, but we're noticing that our figures are going up each day. And we're really concerned once we get to the end of the JobSeeker and JobKeeper supplement payments that they will continue to go up for a while yet.
I think a lot of people have been experiencing this problem, but how have you dealt with losing, have you lost any staff or volunteers over this time?
We did. We lost quite a lot of our volunteers through COVID. A lot of them were not able to get into work. We stayed open the whole time, so that was another challenge that we had as well, losing all our volunteers, and that was where the Working for Victoria incentive was fantastic. It gave us the opportunity to get that 17 extra staff so that we could continue supporting our clients. But it also meant that once we've come through the pandemic, we've been able to get some more volunteers on board, and we've been able to train them up while we've still had staff in place.
So with the increase in need within the community, yep. I think a lot of people sort of might feel like, you know, we've seen the numbers obviously drop and they've been terrific, the numbers recently, but it's not all over, is it? It's not all over for people who are struggling through it.
No.
And have been put behind the eight ball.
No, that's right. Look, we're seeing increases in electricity and gas bills from people being at home. We're seeing people that have lost their employment and they're not receiving the same amount of employment that they were through, you know, no fault of their own. They've lost their employment, but they've still got the same amount of bills to pay. If they've got mortgages and, you know, car loans and credit card debt, they've still got to try and meet all those payments with a reduced income. So that's where the increase is coming into the agency in that group of people.
Yeah, it seems there's an increase in demand for organisations like your own. You're not alone in this, but you say the work is growing, though, isn't it? That's the problem.
Yes. Yeah. No, look, we work quite closely with many other organisations in Bendigo and in Victoria, and we're all seeing the same thing, which is, it's concerning. We're all sort of working to the capacity that we can work, and we know that we're not at the end of the road yet.
Yeah. Do you have a sort of a gut feel, Jenny, just in terms of how long it's going to take for people to get back on their feet, or is it just how long's a piece of string?
Well, that's right. That's the unknown. We're not thinking, we're sort of talking about the next 12 months is going to be really critical. It depends. It just depends on how quickly the economy recovers, how quickly we can get everyone back to work, how quickly we can create some more jobs to get employment happening again. So it's going to take us at least 12 months and then, you know, not sure what it'll look like after that.
Yeah.
What sort of people are you helping? Is it a similar sort of cohort or do you have different people?
No, it's there's a lot of new faces we're seeing into the agency, people that have never asked for help before, that have never found themselves in this situation. Ones that sort of, this is all new to them. They don't know how this sector works a little bit, and they're we find that some people are going without food because they're not sure how to come in and ask for it. The financial counselling workers that we've got, they're seeing quite a few people coming in that haven't been buying food, you know, that have been trying to make do with what they've got in their pantry. So
yeah,
it's that new group of people that have never relied on services like ours before.
Mm. Well, Jenny, great work that you and other organisations like yourselves are doing, and we appreciate you taking the time to update us this morning on the show.
Thank you.
All the very best. Jenny Elvey from the Bendigo Family and Financial Services.